So just to start off, there was a chus next week. I don't know if you saw the flyer. Yes. Next week we're going to actually have another Nigun Chabura concert. Next week's going to be in Cedarhurst with Aryeh Kunstler.
Why did I leave?
He wanted a different venue. He came to me. Yes.
Oh,
me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to go through the Purim story with his music. So that'll be next week in Mitzvah, after the times. So.
The times is Thursday.
Thursday, yeah. Mitzvah Shem. Okay, so Sean DeCogo, I'm hoping not, actually.
I'd like to have coffee.
When it's intimate, Sean DeCogo, it adds. When it's in a big place, yeah. It takes away. You know, it adds to the fuels the talking. Okay, so we're Pekud Day. This is it.
Oh, should we, when's the test over?
I think 7:50,
7:50, so we could break the test before we go.
Yeah. So usually every year it's Vyayakal Pekud Day. Right? It's always a combination. This year it's just Pekud Day. It's just Pekud Day. So we're going to hear a song that just came out. So we're going to have a new song with the last parsha in Shemos. From Shmuel, who we've heard, who we were able to have a Malamalka with a few months ago. It's a beautiful song. And the second it came out, I said, okay, we're using it. And then today I had to figure out how it's going to work in with this week's parsha. Because it says in the song, you have little words here, Tachziku Chazak. So why is that? What does it do with this week's parsha? Because we end up Chazak Chazak Venez Chazak. So I said, okay, we're going to use this. And then we're going to see how, we have to figure out how we're going to put this Indian of Chazak Chazak with the song and the parsha. Okay, let's listen to the song. Beautiful song, if you haven't heard it yet.
את הלב שנשבר בלי היכר ובסתר עדיין דופק ושר שיר חדש שמרעיד את השמיים תחזיקו חזק יגיע הזמן וישובו לפעול שברי ליבנו ניסים עצומים על קצות האצבעות דוהרים לעברנו יום יבוא ומלך באפיו תחזינה הנה הכאב הוא לבד תלמיד גרוע מבקש ממני לקום ואני עוד שרוע מצפה לה ביחד שיתגלה מתוך כל הצער יש תקווה מעל כל היגיון שתפתח לנו שם שאין בחוץ על מי להישאר שובו אל האוצרות שלכם ותחזיקו חזק יגיע הזמן וישובו לפעול שברי ליבנו ניסים עצומים על קצות ומלך באפיו תחזר עינינו מרחקים שחשבנו אין דרך לחצות התלקחו, התחברו, יישברו החומות הורדנו זבקה דרך הצלקות עצמה גדול עומד להתמלות תזונה מאהבה נשטוף את הדמעות נשב עליו
The song seems to be pretty obvious what he's singing about the time we're in right now. And to hold on tight. Tachziku chazak. So, we're not going to come to say any chidushim, but just chizik. Because we always need chizik, and especially when there's a zman yirida. A difficult time for many Jews. So we finish Shemos, and we yell out chazak, chazak, and it's chazik. At the end of Bereshis, we're on our way down to Mitzrayim. Right? Yaakov goes down, and we know what's about to happen. And we end off Bereshis, Chazak, Chazak, Veneschazik. Hold on strong, Klal Yisrael. You're going to go through Mitzrayim, but it's going to end up okay. You need Chizik. At the end of Shemos, how does Shemos end? And we got the Mishkan, and the Shechina rested on the Mishkan. Gevaldik. It's a good ending. Right? Why would they say chazak, chazak, v'nasazik? What's the chizik? Where everything's great. We're good. We have Kadosh Baruch Hu, we have the Man, we have Moshe. We're good to go. Chizik usually means something is not good, that you have to be mechazik yourself. So what do we need chizik for? The Ramban writes in the beginning of Shemos that after the Avos lived as a Merkava, you know. Merkava means a chariot. That there's a chariot with four wheels, right? And then there's the rider of the chariot. So the Avos lived in a way that they were the chariot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They surrendered themselves to such a madrig of bittul, of the Muna, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ran their lives. See, right? They were just the chariot. They just total surrender to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. And we lost that madrig, and we had to go down to Mitzrayim, and we needed a cleansing, a Kura Barzel. But the end of Shemos, says the Ramban, when we built the Mishkan, and the Shechina was Saroi, the Shechina came back down. He says, we reached a state of Geula. We reached back. We got back to the Madrig of the Avos. So that's great. That's awesome. So again, what do we need Chizik for? We did it. We're at the top of the mountain. So Menachem says, it's a well-known Torah. And if you don't know it, you have to live with it. So it's from Likud Maran. It's from Chav Beis. And he says, and maybe you've heard it, Jacob probably quoted Baal Peh. Kishitzorecha adam lalos midarga ladarga. When a person needs to go from madrega to madrega, higher up, lalos. When a person needs to go up from madrega to the next madrega, says Rabbi Nachman, tzorech shehielo yirida kodem aliyah. You need, this is a guarantee, you need to have yirida before there's an aliyah. Ki ha yirida hi tachlis aliyah. Because how do you read this? Ki ha yirida hi tachlis aliyah. Because the fall, the point of the fall is the aliyah afterwards. The whole reason why we fall, says Rabbi Nachman, is so that there's an ensuing aliyah. Right? That's the point. The Kodesh Baruch created yiridas in order that there should be aliyahs. You could read it another way. Ki ha yirida hi tachlis aliyah. What does the word tachlis mean? It can mean purpose or it can mean end. Right? So you can read it, Hayurida hi tachlis aliyah. A yurida is the end of an aliyah. Which means it's a good thing. Either way you look at it, either way you read Rabbi Nachman, that the point of the yurida is the aliyah, or you read it, the end of an aliyah is a yurida, either way, a yurida is not a bad thing. Are you read this part of the process? It's part of the process of life. That's what Rabbi Nachman, his main point is. Don't look at it as a yirida. Look at it as it's part of the journey. It's part of the journey. It has to happen. There's no other way that a person can go up in life if he doesn't go down. Now, every yirida could be translated in different ways. Yirida can be a breaking, can we say that's not uncomfortable, lev nishbar, right, a broken heart, all the different types of breakings, downs, whatever it may be, is all considered a Yerida, and therefore, it's all Tachlis Aliyah. There's no exception. And this really started a long time ago. Because the first Yerida that we ever had was when? It was the Tzimtzum. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu was living, Kiviyachol, Ein Sof, Infinite One. And then there was a Yerida, the Tzimtzum. Now he chose that. Right? He created that Tzimtzum in order why? There should be a world. So the first Yerida of all time was created proactively by a Kadosh Baruch Hu in order that there should be an Aliyah. In what way? That there could be a world. It could be a Jewish people, a Jewish nation. To serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. In one way, it looks like a Yerida. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Ein Sof. And now he's considered Sof. He went from infinite to finite. But that was a Kadosh Baruch Hu's plan. He would rather have a nation serving, right, in this small finite world, than be on his own. How do we know? Because he did it. That's the proof. That's how he wanted it. Because that's how we're living today. So all you read is stem from that original Tzimtzum. And if the original Tzimtzum, the original Yerida, was for the Tachlis of an Aliyah, so every Yerida from that time on, it's the same thing. We had a Tzimtzum, then we had a Shvir Sakelim, then we had a Tohu and a Tikkun. Right? This is the process that started from the beginning and it continues on until today. Now, that means that every Yerida is called a Tzimtzum and every Tzimtzum is a Gevura. Right? What's Chesed, what's Gevura? So this is a lot of this we know, but we have a chavura once a week, this Rav Shaul Yorovitch, and he said something a few weeks ago that just the way he said it really blew my mind. And we know by chesed, let's say Avraham Avinu, chesed is something called hispashtus, expansion. Whether you're giving of yourself, you're giving money, right? That's what chesed is. It's expansion. Whereas gevura is holding back. Ezu ha-gibur, ha-kovish is it's holding back, right? So when we think about Gevura, it's we're holding back something. Now Gevura also becomes the name used whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to punish us. Dinim, it's called sometimes, right? Dinim, Tzimtzum, Yeridas, Gevuras, all synonyms. So very often a person looks at it, it's bad. And of course in a certain way, it's not good. We can't say it. There's no ra from Shemayim, but in a certain way, of course, it's not good. No one wants to be in pain. No one wants discomfort. But Rav Shaul says, you have to look at Gevura in a different way. Because all the energy that comes down into a person, into the world, right, that drops down, there's a certain amount of energy. And the system always has to stay with that amount of energy. That's how it goes. There's nothing lost, ever. Kadosh Baruch Hu in a perfect world. It's always the same amount of energy. So if you're being mispashed, if there's stuff going out, beautiful. So there's a lot of kamus, there's a lot of stuff, and the echus, the quality, is going to be a little bit lower because you're spreading out so much. I have $100, I'm giving $1 to 100 people. So the kamus, the amount of people I'm giving to, is high, it's 100 people. But the Eichus is only $1. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. What's Gevura? I'm taking all $100 and giving it to one person. Now, parenthetically, in Tzedakah, Rambam says it's better to give $101, but that's not for now. So when it comes to Gevura, you're holding back. There might be less kamas, meaning less amount. But the Eichus, the quality, is very, very high. You can't lose that amount of energy. Either you're spreading it out, or it's being held in and focused. It's like a spring. When you pull it down, right, all that energy used, the energy's there waiting. And when that releases, it's going to be an explosion. Right? Gevura is not just a lack of energy. Adrabba. It's a focused energy. It's much more powerful in a certain way. So that means all tzimtzumim, all yiridas, which are gvuras, which are dinim, they all come from this inyan of the focused energy. Right? It's something's being held back. Right? A person loses money. A person lo'aleinu is sick. So we think it's just a lack of energy. We lost something. When in fact, if you know how to look at it properly, it's really that the energy is being brought back in and being focused. There's a tzimtzum, but it just means that it's the eichus is growing, the quality is growing. This is the nisayon. Are you going to hold on to achzik chazak? Are you going to wait? You're going to hold on strong? Or are you going to let it dissipate with complaints and, right? Because that you can allow the energy out with complaints and doubts and all that stuff. That's going to allow all the energy that's being held back to slip away. Right? You could hold the balloon as all the the balloon's held up. It's puffed up, but if you let the air out a little bit, eventually it's gone. So, when the world is created, there's a certain pattern, it seems to be. It happens throughout the world. The world is created. Adam Rishon is put into this world. And very quickly, by the end of Bereishis already, Rak Rak Olayon. Man messes up. Right? Already. Sinning. What happens? Man creates a Yerida. So Hashem says, I'm also going to create a Yerida. Midah keneged midah. So what does Hashem do? Mabul. Right? Man messes up the earth. It's a Yerida, it's a Tzimtzum. So Kodesh Baruch has to be able to bring back the energy. So he makes a Yerida. That means he's Mitzamtzim. See, when man's Mitzamtzim, when man messes up, then it's just you're allowing the energy out. When a Kodesh Baruch is Mitzamtzim, all the energy is being held back in quality. So world is created, man messes up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu then makes the Mabul, a big Yerida to the earth, and then what comes out of that? Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu comes out of that. He's born, he comes right after Noah. Then you have the Avos. What happens? Eventually through the Avos, okay, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, beautiful, even though we can go into their lives, but then you have the fight with the brothers, which was a big inyan. As Klal Yisrael is starting to be created, there's a big tzimtzum. There's a big Yerida. So what does Kodesh Baruch Hu do midah keneged midah? Yerida to Mitzrayim. What comes out of that Yerida? The Am HaNivchar, the chosen nation. Right? Man messes up. The brothers are fighting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "We then I'm going to make a Yerida." But out of that, by pulling the spring back, a nation's created. A nation comes out of Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael comes out. Complaints, doubts, complaining about the water. Is Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu ayin? Is the Kodesh Baruch Hu with us? Amalek. Right afterwards, Ve'av Amalek. We battle back. We fight back with Amuna. What happens? Ve'yichan sham Yisrael neged ahar. We get the Torah. Right? There's a Madrega. Man makes the Yerida. Kodesh Baruch says, we're going to make even a bigger Yerida because we're going to pull the spring back. And then out comes, shoots out tremendous energy. We get Mount Torah. Egel Azov. Right away. Man messes up. So Kodesh Baruch says, I'm going to destroy all these people. Right? Man messed up. Like just like Rak Rak Kol Yom. So Kodesh Baruch made them apple and destroyed everything. Same thing. Mount Torah. Klal Yisrael messed up. Egel. I'm going to destroy the whole thing. Moshe fights back. Right? No, you take them, you take me. And Hashem says, oh, we learned last week, we need a Mishkan. We have a Mishkan. That's the culmination. The Mishkan with this Hashras Hashkina, Kodesh Baruch Hu dwells amongst us. So you see that a Kodesh Baruch Hu creates something, there's a certain Madrega. And the way the world is that at some point we mess up. It's hard to hold a level. And then the only way to bring us back is by a Kodesh Baruch Hu bringing us down even further, pulling back the spring. And then something gets birthed. There's a new Leida. There's a new creation in the world. You know, Purim is a time, where were we in Purim? We're between the Beis HaMikdash Rishon and the Beis HaMikdash Sheni, right? We were in an exile. It was a low time for Klal Yisrael, right? And then what happens? Klal Yisrael goes to a party of Achashverosh. Man messed up again. And then what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu say? You go to party of Achashverosh. You forget about the Mikdash. So I'm going to make Haman come and annihilate you, right? I'm going to pull the spring back. Now, we know how to look at... It's an unfortunate reality, but if you know how to look at things with Pinimius eyes, how do we look at it? Chazal tells us in the Gemara Megillah that what Haman did for Klal Yisrael, all the Nevi'im couldn't do. Because when Haman decreed, we're going to kill all the Jews, Lahashmi Laharug, what did that spark? National tshuva. A national tshuva, the entire, right? All of Klal Yisrael was doing tshuva, the davening, Mordechai the Tzaddik was leading the way. That ended up being Kimu v'kiblu, we received the Torah again, right? As Chazal say, that we were makabel Torah Shebal Peh, Beratzon, we wanted it, because we were makabel Torah Shebal Peh through the mitzvahs derabanan, we received the Torah out of Ratzon now. And then what? That led to the building of the second Beis HaMikdash, ultimately, right? Esther's son, Dayavish, allowed the reconstruction, even though it started, Achashverosh stopped it, and then it started again. So we messed up, went to the party, HaKadosh Baruch Hu then made it bad, but not to make it bad, to hold back the energy, because the hispashtas, when we're allowed to roam free, sometimes the hispashtas, we allow the energy not to be focused as much, and we spread out a little bit too much. So yeah, there might be a little bit of nice commas, but eventually it becomes watered down, and then assimilation happens, all these types of things. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we got to bring it back. The way you bring it back is through Gevurah, which is often Yira. There is a type of Gevurah that doesn't have to be Yira, or not the Yira that we generally speak about, but Yira is fear. Fear makes you stay in your house, right? Fear makes you, when it's cold, you're going to go in, you bundle up. You bring all the energy back inside. All right? And in that way, the energy can then be released again properly. Now, there's another way to bring it back. Thinking of Shabbos. Just like Shabbos, we bring all the energy back in. Like the Alter Rebbe teaches. Right? And during the week, we use all of our kochos. We're able to use from our brain all the way to our fingers to do work. But Menucha of Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh says, and the settling down, says the Alter Rebbe, is when all the energy from your fingertips goes back into your mind, back into your heart. Menucha. You can't do. You can't have a hispashtus. You can't work creatively. That's a way proactively of bringing the energy back in an appropriate way and starting a new week. But it doesn't always go like that. Very often we need the lesson of the year of the guru. So it's interesting because the Ramban that I quoted before, the Ramban, the Hagdama to Hagdamah to Sefer Bereish, to Shmos. So this is where the Ramban I quoted before. The Ramban says, right, that the Mishkan was we regained the Madreg of the Avos. But I think there's a big steer, there's a big question on this Ramban. He says, U'kishyetzum Mitzrayim, when they left Mitzrayim, Afo pishyetzum Beis Avadim, even though they left the house of slavery, they're still considered in exile. Even though they left Mitzrayim, they left the Sheba, the slavery, they were still considered exiled. Because they're in a land that's not theirs. And they're confused in the Midbar. Okay? They're still in exile because they're in the Midbar. That's the words of the Ramban. When they came to Mount Torah, they built a Mishkan. And a Kaddish Baruch Hu once again dwelled amongst them, brought the Shechina down. Oz Shavu El Milas Avosam. This is what the Ramban says. They return back to Madrega of the Avos. Shahaya Sod Eloka El Ohalehem. Fine. Vehem Hem Amarkavo. They are considered the chariots again. Klal Yisrael became, through the Mishkan, the chariots again, like the Avos were. He says, "V'oz nechshavu geulim," and now they're considered free. Geula. But this is, I think there's a big glaring question in the Ramban.
They're not, they learned.
Yeah. The Ramban said, I tell me if I'm wrong, when they left Mitzrayim, they left slavery, they're still considered in exile, not in Geula. Why? Because they're not in their land, they're in the Midbar, and they're confused. He didn't say because they didn't have the Torah and they didn't have Hashras Hashkin. He says because they're in the Midbar confused. Right? Kihayu ba'aretz lolahem. And then the Ramban ends off by saying, when we got Mount Torah, we got the Mishkan, and the Shekhinah came down, now we're back to Geula. Sounds like a stira. What are you talking about? We're still in the Midbar. We're not in Eretz Yisrael. So I don't know if anybody asks this, I don't know. But we understand that Geula and Galus, Geula and Galus, you read this in Aliyahs, you read this in Aliyahs, there's always Madregas. And to get back to the Madreg of the Avos certainly was a Geula. Because we were at the Madreg of the Avos, and then we had the fight, and the Yerida and Kadosh Baruch Hu brought us down to Mitzrayim. And then we had a Geula when that Madrega returned. But whenever you have an Aliyah, whenever you have an Aliyah, we have the Mishkan, we have the Torah. It says Rabbi Nachman, Ki tachlis ha-yerida hi Aliyah. That the end of an Aliyah is another Yerida. Because the point of a Yerida is an Aliyah. So the end of an Aliyah, the end of getting to the mountain, the top of the mountain, is actually when you then go back down to the bottom of the mountain. Because then the Yerida is going to then get you up to the next mountain. So even though we got to the top of the mountain, we got Mount Torah, and we had the Mishkan, and everything seemed to be good, Chazak, Chazak, v'nischazak. Why do we need a Chizak now? Because at a certain point, we got to do it again. We got to go to the next Madrega. This isn't the world of rest here. Yes, there is, again, there is Madrega of Shabbos. There is a seventh day. There is a way that we can proactively, we can make a tzimtzum on our own in order to come back stronger, but generally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the tzimtzum on us. And it's not by our choice. So even with the Mishkan, the Shras HaShchina, and there's a status of Geula Mamish, Chazak, Chazak, Mishchazak, please get ready, Chevra. We still have to get to Eretz Yisrael. Right? We still have to get to Eretz Yisrael. So Klap Eretz Yisrael, we're actually in Galus. So on one hand, we're in Geula. We have the Mishkan, we have the Shras HaShchina, we have the Torah, we have Moshe. But in another perspective, we have to prepare ourselves. Not be depressed, Chas V'Shalom, never. But be prepared. Because there's going to be another Aliyah, and therefore, to get from one Aliyah to the other Aliyah, you need to have a Yerida. So Chazak, Chazak, Nesazak. So we always have to be in preparation mode. Always Achamas. I don't know if a Rem is maybe Chazak, Chazak, Chazak three times, right? Chazak, Chazak, Nesazak. So three Chazaks is Gematria Moshe. Because we always need the Tzadik. Like Rabbi Nachman says, you always need the Tzadik to hold on to. Because when the Yerida is usually when you don't feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your presence. When we got to the Midbar, what happened? Chet Meraglim, Hashem left us. Misoinim complaints. Korach, Benos Moav. I mean, we had a rough time. Vayikra is like nice. It's just like halachas. But in Zman, Vayikra is like a day. Right? Because Vayikra is just all halachas. We didn't travel at all. But Midbar is when we start traveling. And once we start traveling, mistake after mistake after nefilah after nefilah. The second we get the Mishkan, we're already making mistakes left and right. Yeah, ultimately, to bring us to an Aliyah.
But the Mishkan was the first time we did really national tshuva as a nation. We did tshuva all together.
Correct.
We learned that lesson. That's why we were able to do tshuva over Achshverosh, right? Because we had been through that process. That was the first time we were able to do something like Klal Yisrael get together and spend and put their energy into doing something to serve Kadosh Baruch Hu, to come back to a place
and homeless. So we're seeing that's part of the process. Right? The Chazal say that the only reason why there was an eagle was to teach us about national tshuva. So that's Chazal say. That's what Rabbi Nachman says. He's teaching us this is the way life goes. And when he goes on, he says, right, again, I'll just read it again. When you need to go from Madrega to Madrega, because we don't just live complacently in this world, we have to keep going. Mechayel l'chayel, from one Madrega to the next Madrega. Sark Shiloh Yerida Kodem Aliyah. You need to have a Yerida Kodem Aliyah. You have to. It's the only way to get to the next Aliyah is to come down the mountain, to go back up. Kei Yerida, or a different mountain. Kei Yerida Hitachas Aliyah. Because the Yerida, right, Hitachas Aliyah. The point of the Yerida is the Aliyah. But the end of every Aliyah is also Yerida. So this is the program of life. Umizeh Yochel Kol Adam Lahavin. If you understand this, Umizeh Yochel Kol Adam Lahavin, Kamu Tzorch L'Schazek V'Vodas Hashem. This is why you need to mechazik yourself in Avodas Hashem always, whether you're up or you're down. Velo yipolo olam bedaito. I always point this out. Rabbi Nachman always says, make sure you don't fall in your das. Everybody falls. He just said, you need to have a yerida. But he says, don't be yipol bedaito. Meaning, don't become depressed. Don't become down. Like, oh my gosh, here it goes again. That's part of the process, man. That's the way it goes. Everybody in this room has gone through Yeridas and Aliyahs. And we know, if we look at it properly, those Yeridas, there was a big Aliyah afterwards. And it was purposeful. Right? Take a look at your own life. Everybody is a testimony to this. Everybody's had Yeridas, and from that they grew. So Nachman says, don't fall in your das. Because if you fall in your das, that's like the complaints, where then the air goes out, where the spring loses its energy. Like we were saying before. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to pull the spring back. There's going to be a tremendous amount of energy. You don't know when it's going to release. You don't know when. Tachziku chazak. Hold on. But don't let the energy out by complaining or falling the das in yish. Ain't shum yish b'am
klal. Why do you say that complaining releases the energy? I don't understand that.
So, when you're holding back, you're holding... Huh?
Complaining
is letting out. And Muna means I'm holding on.
Letting the energy out from us or from Hashem is
really. No, from when we have a Yerida, a Tzimtzum, a struggle, a difficulty, all the same thing. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu pulling the spring back. I mean, all the energy is being focused into one place, and at some point, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to let it explode. I mean, it's a good thing. So the energy is going. But if we start complaining, that's like an output. Vayidom Aaron. Aaron was quiet. He had a muna and he held on. He lost two children. But because of that, Aaron Kohen was over the big things. Big things. But if you allow things out, if you're not Vayidom, Yidom means you're holding back the energy. But by speaking and complaining and not appreciating what's happening, and it's not appreciating like clapping, I'm so happy I'm having a test. But appreciating means valuing what this is. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's plan. Then you're just letting all that potential out. You won't be able to fully appreciate what a Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to do. So Yigiyah Zman means there will be a time. So in the song he's singing, it's rough times. It's rough times. Pain is a teacher and I'm a poor student. He's admitting I'm not able to handle this pain. He asks me to rise and I'm still sprawled out. Right? Shmuel singing. HaKadosh Baruch says, you got to rise, but I can't. But what? But I'm still longing for the togetherness that will emerge from all the sorrow. Meaning, throughout the song, you see that he knows the emes. He knows the emes. He can't get up right now. There's a struggle and he's on the floor and it's hurting. He's not complaining. He's holding on and saying, I know the idea. I learned this from Rabbi Nachman. I learned this Torah from Rabbi Nachman. I know there's going to be a good ending. I just can't get up right now, but I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining. I know there will be. He says it a few times. There's hope beyond all reason that you will reveal a path for us when there's no one outside to lean on. Return to your treasures. Hold on tight. The time will come. The time will come. Yigiyah Zman. So whether it's a rough time, Yigiyah Zman, that's the Pashut. Yigiyah Zman, there's going to come a time where it's all going to come back. But even when things are good, live in the Aliyah, but always prepare, because at some point, that Aliyah is going to end for a good reason. Prepare for that. Don't be unprepared. When Rabbi Nachman already told us, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu showed us the pattern of this world, it's going to happen. It could be in your learning, it could be in your davening, it could be in your relationships, it could be in your finances. It's always going to be this process. In some way. Hold on. Hold on. Im Shem Yesh. So right now, Klai Yisrael, going as a nation, well, we went through a big Yerida, are still in it. But already we've seen that light. We've already seen the Or HaGanaz, he says. Or HaGanaz, Yibaka Derech HaTzalakos. We already see the Or HaGanaz that's peeking through. Although we're still in a Yerida, there's still people suffering, still people dying. But we've already seen a little bit of the Aliyah that's coming out. Which we zocha to the full Aliyah, to the full Geula, where there doesn't have to be any more Yeridas. So we're going to listen to the song again. And what we used to do, we stopped for a long time, but from a few angles, there's been a chizuk. We used to do, Rabbi Nachman says, you have to turn your Torahs into tefillahs. Rabbi Nosson taught us through his Sefer and Likutei Tefillahs. You literally take a tefillah, a Torah, and you write a tefillah based on that. So we said a Torah, we have a song, things have come into your mind. So after the song, if you want, you should take a few minutes and write a tefillah based on whatever you want, but turn some kind of Torah into a tefillah. And that's a way of tachziku chazak. That's a way of holding on to a period of aliyah.
The language of Nachman is the Yerida is the tachlis of the aliyah. It's the Yerida is the tachlis of the aliyah.
I know.
וישובו לפעול שברי שברי ליבנו ניסים עצומים על קצת האצבעות דוהרים לעברנו יום יבוא ומלך באופיו חזנה עינינו יגיע הזמן הכאב מורב אני תמיד גאולה מבקש ממני לקום ואני עוד שרוע מצפה לה ביחד שיתגלה מתוך כל הצד מעל כל היגיון שתפתח לנו שם כשאין בחוץ על מי להישאר שובו אל האוצרות שלכם ותחזיקו חזק יגיע הזמן וישובו ליפול שברי ליבנו ניסים עצומים על קצות האצבעות דוהרים לעברנו יום יבוא ומלך באופיו תחזר עינינו מחכים שחשבנו התלקחו, התחברו, יישארו החומות, אורגנו זבקה, דרך הצלקות, עצמה גדול, עומד להתמלות, צונמי עבר, נשפוך את הדמעות, נשב על הגגות, הכל עומד לאיש קטנות. יגיע הזמן.
You should use the back of the page of the song to write the tefillah. I think it's a nice thing you have it there. There's pens here. Pass out pens, maybe some pens. Yeah. There we go.